Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
What happened the night Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez died?
There needs to be some rest. There needs to be some closure.
We follow the leads on Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening. It's Friday, November 11th, Veterans Day. I'm Sharon McNary, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your evening news. In the battle for control of Congress, Republicans have picked up a House district that's mostly in Orange County. KPCC's Josie Wong has the story.
With a 17-point lead, Republican incumbent Young Kim declared victory Thursday night, saying she will fight partisan gridlock in D.C. Her Democratic challenger Asif Mahmood called her Friday morning to concede. The 40th district was newly drawn during last year's redistricting. Besides Orange, it covers parts of Riverside and San Bernardino counties. Mahmood, a Pakistani-American physician, faced an uphill battle against the better-known Kim, who was coming off her first term as one of the first Korean-American women to join Congress. The new district is more conservative than Kim's previous one, with Republicans leading Democrats in voter registration by about 5 points. Both candidates had prioritized bringing down inflation. Kim also campaigned against illegal immigration, while Mahmood advocated for reproductive rights. I'm Josie Huang.
Orange County remains in a public health emergency as sick children continue to fill up pediatric beds. As KPCC's Jackie Fortier reports, RSV infections are causing record numbers of child hospitalizations.
RSV is a seasonal virus that for most people causes something like a cold, but it can become more serious, even life-threatening, especially for babies and other young children and older people. Orange County health officials declared the public health emergency at the beginning of November, and the stress on hospitals has continued. Older children are being sent to adult hospitals. There is no vaccine for RSV, but Orange County health officials are pleading with parents to get children vaccinated against the flu and COVID and keep them home from school or daycare if they are sick. COVID case rates in Orange County remain low, but cases across the country and in neighboring LA County are increasing. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
KPCC's early childhood team has been working to help Angelenos navigate pregnancy. Here's reporter Mariana Dale with some tips on creating a birth plan.
A birth plan is a roadmap of how someone envisions having a baby, from location to support and pain management. Maybe even a playlist to set the mood. UCLA Obstetrics and Gynecology Associate Professor Aparna Sridhar says patients should communicate these preferences with their provider ahead of time.
But at certain times, there will be times where we may have to deviate based on the need for mother's health or the fetus's health.
That's part of why Long Beach doula Stevie Marino also suggests people create a plan B for less desirable outcomes, like an emergency C-section.
You have some agency and some autonomy, right? Of like, we talked about these things. I thought about what I would want in these situations. And now that they're happening, here are the choices that I can make.
Covering early childhood, I'm Mariana Dale.
The California Public Utilities Commission wants to incentivize solar customers to install at-home battery systems. It says this will help the electrical grid rely less on fossil fuels, especially during heat waves. Critics argue the proposal fails to make solar power more accessible to low-income residents. LA Times reporter Sammy Roth says the incentives are income-dependent.
That doesn't cover everyone. There's still millions of people that we see as qualifying as low or low middle income who aren't part of those programs and won't get those additional payments here, but probably still can't afford solar.
The proposal would also reduce payments to solar customers who sell surplus power to their utility company for credits. Critics argue those payments are so generous, solar customers aren't paying their fair share for the overall cost of the electrical grid. Utility regulators will formally consider the plan next month. The National Weather Service says the Antelope Valley and LA Mountains could reach sub-freezing temperatures starting tonight and into the weekend. Meteorologist Andrew Rourke says temperatures could fall into the upper 20s.
There'll be an extended period of about 6 hours of near freezing or actually freezing temperatures every night.
Downtown LA will be in the upper 40s and beaches will be in the lower 50s. U.S. veterans, myself included, go Army, are being honored today for their service to country. Air Talk with Larry Mantle asked listeners to call in with their personal salutes. Jim from Glendora served in the Navy during the Iran hostage crisis. He honored three members of the Greatest Generation, his dad and two uncles, who served during World War II.
You know, just proud of my dad, proud of what he did and what they did as well. I mean, they were raised on a farm in Northern California, and they didn't hesitate to go off.
Veterans Day celebrations continue through the weekend. Thanks so much for listening to the LA Report. I'm Sharon McNary. You can read more on LAist.com or listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.